So I want you to come with me to Acts chapter 3. That's what he showed me this afternoon. Acts chapter 3. So if you'll repeat with me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I need eyes to see.
I need eyes to see.
Ears to hear.
Ears to hear.
And a heart to perceive.
And a heart to perceive.
That you're talking to me.
That you're talking to me.
Amen.
Amen.
In Acts chapter 3, he said to me, focus on verse 19, which I did not know what verse 19 was. So when I opened my Bible, it says, repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. And that he may send the Christ, the anointed one, who has been appointed to you, for you, even Jesus. He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything. Now, obviously, it's important to learn that Peter is the one that's speaking. So if you back that up to just above verse 11, it says Peter speaks to the onlookers. So you need to remember that he's looking at the Jews. His commission is to speak to the Jews. And then he says loud and clear to the Jews, he must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything, as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. Now, if you look at this word and you see what the Lord is by his Spirit saying to the Jews, the restoration is involved to them. This is a message not just for the church, the Jewish church, if you wish, at that time. Because for the first few years, the church was only in the Jewish nation. And they were ministering only to the Jews. Peter later gets instructions to go and talk after Stephen is killed. And then Peter gets the instructions to talk to the Gentiles, right? So this message is saying when the Lord is going to be allowed to come back is when the restoration of the Jews to Israel. We've had 70 years now, right? 70 years that the Jews have been back in control. Not of everything, but at least of Jerusalem. And so this is a sign to me that the Lord could come back very soon. Is he going to change everything? I believe that there's every single man and woman in the earth. No matter how many degrees they have, no matter how much training they have, no matter how much revelation they haven't even a clue of what is really going to take place. I believe every single one of the prophetic words that comes out over our country, over Israel, over Jerusalem, all of it is in parts, it's pieces. If it can take 27 years for me to learn about Bob Jones giving a message down in Florida to a man in South Carolina, and we get the same message here, but we have no clue because we've never been connected. But it got connected in my head today. Now that's scary. To me, that's scary. That says 27 years in God's book is like a snap of a finger. Okay? In time. So when God is ready to send back his son, the restoration, everything restored, not partially. Okay? But he's asking them to repent and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. Times of refreshings may come from the Lord, and that he may send the anointing who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. So there's an anointing coming upon the Jews that I believe we're watching happen now. We're watching a young man that happens to be the son-in-law to our president working behind the scenes to bring harmony in how many places?
Very broad.
Kushner.
Very broad.
He's all over the place.
Yes.
There, I read an article not too long ago speaking about this young man that nobody has even a clue of how he's able to do what he's doing without training.
Brilliant.
Way beyond, they said. They can't understand how he can do this. And of course, it's obviously a gifting from the Lord. And he's a Jew. He actually orchestrated the transfer of the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And he was the head one that did it. And he's only in his 30s. What does that say? See, it says to me, don't park your brain on what others have predicted. Park yourself in front of the Lord and ask for revelation for what your part is, what our part is, what the church's part is. And that message about Paul Revere, getting a message from the church steeple, was brilliant. You know, it's awesome to think that what happened over 200 years ago is going to happen again in the spirit. And that the Minutemen are going to be ready to fight to hold on to what God has given us as a nation, to stay free and to set the rest of the captives free. Because right now we've got a lot of people that are stuck. We prayed about the religious folks. They're not the only ones. How many other? I shared with you guys about there's more witches right now in the country than there are Presbyterians. That's scary.
Yes, it is.
Okay? And I'm not saying to look at all these facts, but I am saying it should wake us up. It should wake us up to say, hey, what are we doing to obey the Lord?
Amen.
All right? And then our accountability to what he gives us. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't give us information and downloads this stuff to us just for us to have a smile on our face. It is to do what we've been commissioned to do. What we did tonight, I saw before in the office this afternoon. I saw us in a circle. I didn't know what we were doing, but I knew we were praying. I didn't know it was going to be on the religious side, but it is, and it's okay. I know many people are stuck, and they have no clue that they're stuck. They think they're okay.
And they think we're nuts.
Huh?
They think we're nuts.
Yep.
That's what it is. They just think, I mean, my sister.
We've lost it.
Like I've got 14 heads.
Yeah.
I know.
And it's okay. Because again, if you remember that Peter was able to change 3,000 in one speech. One speech. When the spirit of fear had actually been dealt with. And that's awesome. So again, verse 11, I want you to see, while the beggar held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk? Your religious folks would do the same exact thing when they see a miracle. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our forefathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the Holy and Righteous One and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life." I talk about boldness. "You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man, whom you see and know, was made strong in Jesus' name and by faith that comes through him, not through themselves. The faith of Jesus working by his Spirit in each of the apostles. The faith that comes through him working through you and I, releasing grace, releasing healing and deliverance when we lay hands. When we lay hands on our heads on Sunday, the Lord showed some did it just to obey. Some did it out of fear. My hand's not valuable enough. I've lived that. My hand's not holy enough. See, it's not your hand that is the anointing. It is the Spirit within you that flows through your hand that releases healing. It is your ability to trust that His Spirit inside of me and you is delivering freedom to the captives. That's what's happening. Peter explained it. Not hard to see. He's not saying, "Oh, worship me." He's not saying, "I'm so religious, I'm so holy, that I need to be canonized." Maybe you need a canon, but for some other reason. Maybe to blow up some of those old bad thoughts. Got it? By faith, 16. "In the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him. As you can all see. Now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance," so he's not accusing, "as did your leaders." So he's not blaming the leaders. "But this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying that his Christ would suffer. His anointed one would suffer. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Christ, the anointing, who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything, as he promised long ago through his holy prophets." I could go on, but I sense that the understanding of who we we are in him. And what he wants to do through us, we've only tasted a sample. We've only tasted a little tiny sample. And as we grow in maturity and in the wisdom of the revelations that he gives us, we will do a work in this region so that God's plan will unfold. And his timing is now.